You're listening to SBS News.
This well-overdue deluge, music to the years of drought-stricken farmers.
What a beautiful sound.
Residents in Tarookum in southeast Queensland say a local creek was bone dry just 24 hours ago.
From absolutely dry.
Today, it's gushing with water.
120 mils overnight. Gold.
The remarkable transformation is not isolated. Social media is full of before and after posts of once empty dams starting to fill. Some areas of southeast Queensland treated to a 150 millimetre soaking. Heavy rain too in New South Wales. Graham Reeder, the Bureau of Meteorology's acting New South Wales manager, says some areas received more than 100 millimetres.
We have seen a number of centres up in the north and northeastern parts of the state recording over 100 millimetres. Bulladella, 112 millimetres. Bundarra, 105.
The 105 millimetre soaking in Bundarra is the most rain the small town in the Northern Tablelands has seen in 9 years. The rain also fell over fire-ravaged areas of the state, including in the Blue Mountains, which has seen at least 60 millimetres. The Australian Reptile Park on the central coast, not far from where blazes are currently burning, has been inundated. The wildlife sanctuary closed its doors for the first time since floods in 2007. But staff are welcoming the chaos, saying just last week they were meeting to discuss the imminent threat of bushfires. The reprieve, however, is not without warnings. SES spokesman Paul Bailey said the heavy rain is presenting some dangers.
Those trees that are already weakened by the fire will be further weakened by the rain, and the chance of those trees falling over is increased.
And the bushfire threat is not over yet. There are still around 80 fires burning across New South Wales, but the majority are under control. The rain has allowed firefighters to strengthen containment lines. But Adrian Langdon from Water New South Wales says it's not nearly enough to fill Warragamba Dam, Sydney's primary water reservoir, which is currently sitting at 43% capacity.
Probably need 4 to 5 months of above average rainfall, just start to return the catchments to more of a natural flow.
That's unlikely, but the rain is forecast to continue, at least for the next few days. Abby O'Brien, SBS News.